At the 2011 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I am visiting with Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association. Robert, you're one of the sponsors here, and we heard from you early in the week, but we're kind of wrapping up our part of the of this event. Tell me what you think about this year. I know you've participated before.
Well, I think this year was another great year of promotion. We thank the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and in particular, our presence at the Buffalo Chip is a perfect opportunity to highlight to a crowd the benefits of ethanol, where this is such a patriotic crowd, all talking about American pride, American ingenuity, and here we are on the best products of American horsepower on two wheels. And we're just simply highlighting the fact that ethanol works well, not only in these vehicles, but all the ones they have back home. And we've definitely seen a little more interest and a little more, a positive side from the riders as they walk through gates and see us with T-shirts or see our signs around. Not that it was horrible to start, but it's definitely gotten better over time. And our partnership with the Buffalo Chip continues to get stronger, and we have a much larger presence without spending a lot of more money.
Well, it just seems to me like a pretty logical investment here, because if the numbers are right, you know, you're give or take a 500,000 people coming through here. They're from probably every state in the country going home, and word of mouth is the best kind of advertising there is.
Yeah, you've got at least every state represented, multiple countries. I saw you talking to someone from Australia last night. We're just reaching the masses in a very small area. The Buffalo Chip is 550 acres, and we can touch 100,000 plus people a day. It's hard to replicate that anywhere in the country any time of the year.
Yeah. Well, as you kind of look ahead down the road, what's next on your schedule to work to help people better understand this product and feel better about putting it in their cars?
Well, we're definitely looking at continued marketing opportunities in the motorcycle community. Obviously, I've recently converted my Harley to be flex fuel and operate on anything from E0 unleaded to E85. We spent about 4 hours with the Thunder Max people that developed a computer to run that. Yesterday, they are still working on it. They think they can make it better and better yet, and improve the fuel economy a little bit. So in this community, that's kind of our next one. We're trying to show the manufacturers that for another 100 or 200 bucks, just like the flex fuel vehicles we're used to and the automakers, we can do the same thing and with Harley. And the benefit of the motorcycles is we're all looking for premium fuel. So we can save $1.05 here in town in Sturgis and get another 4, 5, 6, 7 octane points. It's quite the bargain. So we hope to be back here next year. It's been a great partnership, as I've said, and we've really enjoyed the time.
All right. Well, thank you for sponsoring our coverage here of this event. I had never been, but certainly heard a lot about it. It seems mostly to be everything I've heard about it, and we've enjoyed it. That's Robert White, and we are just kind of wrapping things up here at the 2011 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally from The Chip. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.